he applied for to appeal a couple of weeks after he was sentenced, but the hearing for the appeal is now on the 1st of July. But we aren't unsure of how it's going to work, if it's going to be over a few days or it's going to be over and done in one day.
Andrew, you know, what struck me a lot about this was you had fought for so long for Danielle, for her justice. It was nearly 8 years that you were fighting. And this appeals process seems to have come around quite quickly. It must have been quite a shock for you to hear that.
Well, I got informed yesterday morning. But no, it was a shock. But I'm very lucky that the police and India have informed the embassy so that they're aware of it, which is all like kind of very good, you know what I mean? And then the UK embassy then informed the Irish embassy yesterday as well, who are now also on the ball about it, which is all good, like it's all a help, but it's nerve-wracking because I hope that he won't get out. I don't think he will.
Just again, you had fought so long for this, and you know, it say that it had felt, you know, that there was finally nearly like a light at the end of the tunnel, that you'd gotten justice for her, and you know, it would just be so shattering for that to be taken away.
It is. It's hard because we were kind of made aware that he was going to appeal, which was a help, but I thought it'd be another year or two before I'd be for hearing, day for it to come this quick is kind of shocked. And it's still nerve-wracking because you don't know how it's going to go. What I mean? Could he get out?
Will you have anyone there that will be able to let you know, or will you have to wait to find out, Andrea?
I know I will find out. I should find out that day.